from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The European Union reacts to the leaked WTO interim report on the US banana challenge, but details of the document are withheld. Surprise at the resignation announcement of Premier David Saul of Bermuda, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu's fight against cancer continues. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The European Commission reacted today with disappointment and anger at the United States over its part in the ACP banana case currently before the World Trade Organization in Geneva. An interim report leaked yesterday from the WTO found the EU's regime for banana imports breaks the organisation's free trade rules. As Clifford Smith reports from Brussels, it appears the European Union is not taking the decision lying down.
In an 8-page fact sheet just issued here, the European Commission attacks virtually every aspect of US policy over Caribbean bananas. It says the US arguments against the European banana regime are aimed at distorting reality. These strong words no doubt reflect the way EU officials have been thinking for some time now. The reason for saying them now in public is the US action in leaking parts of the WTO panel report. This, said the Commission spokesman, was supposed to be confidential while each side considered its right to ask for an interim review. It's admitted frankly here that many of the interim report's conclusions, not yet published of course, are unfavorable to the EU position. But it's also clear that the Commission is unlikely to lie down and accept this. Indications are, in fact, that it will probably insist on both the interim review and later a full-scale legal appeal, which could take matters till the end of September.